Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
We got a big show to pitch for you. Big, big show.
You got to put on a show. You always got to give them a big show.
Oh, not a little show. A big show.
A king-size show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the big show.
Show me the money.
The great disturbance in the force.
Here is the path to the dark side.
Chewbacca. Control. You must run control.
People said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them.
Don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. May the fourth be with you. Thank it took you me a minute.
Thank you for humoring me. You did. Apparently, the coffee hadn't kicked in yet.
No. It's, hello.
It's a very special day.
This is the day that I think JP was put on this earth.
Probably.
To celebrate.
This is a big day for me. I actually already started it.
How?
By watching the movies.
Are you kidding?
I've been watching them on my phone this morning since 4 a.m. Because you have to start early if you're going to get all 9 movies in.
I just got, like, chills because that just sounds like such a... That sounds like such an undertaking.
Not really. Glad you just have it keep going in the background and stuff.
Okay.
Of course...
Hey, you got to celebrate, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist, but I also want to be able to... You know, follow the timeline. So I'm not a big fan of the Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So I'll fast forward through a lot of that.
Okay.
To the fight scenes and then move on.
Oh my God. I feel like that's cheating.
But they're not good movies. I mean, even on Rotten Tomato, they're like averaging like 59%.
Okay. They're just not very good.
They're just not good movies. Okay. And so I'll skip to what would be 1997 in the first Star Wars movie.
Okay.
And work through those three. And I really liked The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. I liked the last ones. I thought the last three were really good, too. So I'll focus on those six.
Well,
I'll skim
very,
through the first three.
I'm very, very happy that you are able to celebrate a very special day.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
It really was just made up just to kind of mess around, I think.
I think so,
people,
too.
And then... You know, it just kind of grew legs, and now it's a thing. People dress up like Star Wars characters.
I don't mind
the movies, and I know there's Star Wars themed probably things at restaurants and food and places where you can get drinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know that Disney,
like, what would be a good theme drink?
Anything from the cantina where they were.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
In the movie, there's all kinds of different recipes you can make and whatever. Kind of like Cinco de Mayo, but it's like you know, the fourth.
I would just give someone like a triple shot of tequila and just say, may the fourth be with you.
There you go. You know, that works too.
Like Godspeed.
That works too. If you're going to buy somebody who's a drink, they can show up dressed up as a Jedi or they're in the Chewbacca costume, buy them a drink.
Okay.
And move on with your day.
Yeah. There you go.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Allergies a little bit. You know, the whole rigmarole.
Same day.
We played volleyball last night.
Yeah. How'd that go? Did you have to wear shoes?
No. I did wear socks though. Because the sand was a little cold, and I'm just, I'm kind of a weenie.
A little weenie when it comes to the cold sand.
Yeah, I am. My feet are big. Aren't feet naturally conductors for temperature?
Your feet and your head.
Your feet and your head, yeah.
Top of your head.
Well, I just, my feet, I feel like I notice it more. But yeah, so I wore socks in the sand. But okay. That didn't have anything to do with the reason why we lost. It just, we fell apart.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal was. Actually, we did all right for the most part, but I don't know.
Good.
I just, it'd be really nice to, it would have been
together
nice
together
to
all win.
Yes.
Hey, I've got
like
somebody.
I got
a ringer if you need somebody to fill in.
Okay.
We got
I'll
a
keep
ringer.
It in mind.
All right. I don't even have to play. I can just come out and support.
Okay.
Hey, good
You'd
job.
Be a great cheerleader.
I do my best.
Yes. You'll protect the beer.
Yeah.
On the picnic
from
tables.
From the volleyball.
Yes.
That is a for
yes.
certain thing. All right, let's get your day started.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So if you want to celebrate, may the 4th be with you, do so properly. Skip the first three movies and go to the last six. On the show today, we will get you a Dan and Dumpin' with Manny and an issue with the guy she's been seeing for a little bit. He will not stay at her place, and we'll talk with her a little bit more about that. We will get you what everybody's talking about this morning. A round of JP Makes Us Guess. The Smoke Show is back and has created a celebrity wish list because she has made it on somebody's celebrity wish list from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you about that. And more.
Wake up. Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
I quit.
It's enough to drive you
ring to it.
To quit.
Oh, no.
So,
I love coffee.
We all love our coffees.
I love our coffee. Yes. Yeah. I don't love our coffee here.
No, it's sludge.
It's bad.
It will grow hair on your chest.
I don't like it.
Just ask Coriel in her swimsuit from last summer.
Yeah.
But we do go from time to time and pick up a coffee.
Yes.
Do you have a specific order? Like you have no foam, blah 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 blah.
Yes.
What's your specific order?
My specific order would be I need a medium cold brew, extra cold brew, with a pump of hazelnut and cinnamon powder.
Okay. Well, that's not enough to probably get someone to quit their job.
No, why?
But an employee of Starbucks has become a Twitter hit after sharing a photo of a long, complicated order with a message on today's episodes of Why I Want to Quit My Job.
Oh no, what did someone order?
The barista called Josie. On Twitter shared the picture of the order someone had named Edward with no less than 13 different add-ons and or alterations.
Please rattle them off. Please.
Let's see here. It's hard to read.
No, that's fine.
No, I'll get it here. It's just hard to read because it's kind of small and it's in code.
Oh, dang. Okay, yeah, never mind. It's 13.
Venti caramel crunch frappuccino, 5 banana, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce top, 7 pump, add dark caramel sauce, X caramel crunch, 1 pump honey blend, extra salted, I think, something butter, I'm not sure.
Okay.
5 pumps frapp, Rastkoff, 7 add frapp chips, heavy cream, double blended.
What?
So it's like an example of a nightmare order.
How would that taste good?
It's like a dessert recipe.
Yeah, that's just dessert. That sounds like a whole lot of fat and a whole lot of sugar.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me at all.
Oh God, crash.
That's a lot.
That has to be a joke.
Nope. It was a real thing. Edward ordered it.
Yeah, listen, you don't need 5 of anything.
No.
5 tacos, maybe. 5 slices of pizza.
7 pumps.
5 shots of tequila. That's
5
okay.
pumps. 5 banana.
But I saw there were 7 in there about something.
Yeah, 7 pumps.
7, no, no, no.
7 add frapp chips.
There's no room for any other liquid in that cup.
5 banana. I mean, like you put a full banana in there? What are you doing?
It might be like, I don't know what that means. Anyway,
The tweet has over 300,000 likes and over 48,000 retweets and shows little sign of slowing down.
That honestly doesn't even sound fun to drink to me. That sounds awful.
That sounds like a job. Like you're going to have stomach issues later.
Oh, R.I.P. Edward. That man is somewhere not having a good time.
So when you're thinking about the crazy order that you have, at least you have an idea of what you're going to do, Coriel.
Yes.
Because you know what you want, what you like. But you don't go crazy. This should never be more than, 3 or 4 deep, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I've got the whole lactose intolerance thing. So sometimes if I'm feeling wild, I'll be like, hey, can I get a little bit of almond milk in there?
Right.
I just went to Dunkin'. Actually, I have a leftover Dunkin' right now where it's a medium cold brew with a little bit of almond milk in it and a shot of blueberry flavoring. If you haven't done the blueberry flavoring yet, let me put you on.
That's fine, but not 13 different things in the drink.
This looks like it should be a joke, and I'm so sad that it's real. That looks disgusting.
Just this is your disclaimer. If you're going to go order a coffee today,
ew.
Don't do like Edward. What are you ooing?
The picture.
Yeah.
It's all syrup.
Well, it really is. There's a bunch of just goo and whip.
Uh-uh.
So we'll put this up on Twitter so you guys can see it and then pass it along to your friends that do that. And tell them, stop it.
Sorry. Coming up. I don't like it.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, the nitty-gritty from Music City. We'll get you some good things, too. And Eric Church ticket.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
on Kix 96.9.
Well, Jake Owen has something to celebrate. Maren Morris loves this new holiday coming up and the song that got away from Jason Aldean Plus New Music.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Wow.
Full disclosure, if you're watching Nitty Gritty or the City from
what up, hussy?
The City from Music City on Facebook KX969, it may just be too hot to handle for you, so.
We should put a disclaimer on it.
Be careful. I did put a disclaimer on
it. Oh, you did?
I did. Okay. Jumping into Nitty Gritty, Jake Owen has a new number one song.
Y'all, we did it. The number one song in America on country radio is made for you. And I am so excited. I can't even begin to tell you guys how hard something like this is to accomplish without an incredible team of people.
You know, the singer's latest single, Made For You, tops the Billboard Country Airplay chart, and it's now Jake's third number one from his album, Greetings from Jake Owen, following I Was Jack, You Were Diane, and Homemade. Maren Morris recently spoke out about the pressure women feel to snap back after having a baby. And now in a new interview, she says her new body has made her feel more confident than ever. She says, quote, I feel like it really took me a second to realize, hey, I don't need to just snap back to how I looked before to feel sexy or powerful or even myself. She tells People magazine that she's most comfortable now knowing that having her son Hayes, it's basically like a way to show people, hey, I raised a whole human. Right. Like, I birthed a human.
Right.
I'm kind of like a magic person. On that note, her second Mother's Day is on the way.
I love Mother's Day because I love my mom so much. But last Mother's Day was my first Mother's Day being a mom myself. And my son was only just a few months old, but that was a really special Mother's Day because it was my first one.
That kind of hit me in the feels a little bit.
Yeah.
What a cool title to have. Like now, instead of just like celebrating Mother's Day for her mom, she's a mom herself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I guess that's how that works, you know? It's interesting to hear artists talk about the song that got away. You hear about love stories and stuff from like that person that got away, sure. But in the industry, there are definitely tunes that slip under the radar or other artists get. They could have recorded it, but for whatever reason, you know, they didn't. So for Jason Aldean, that song was Luke Bryan's Drunk on You.
Wow.
Jason heard it first, but passed on it because they were looking for something like specific for the album. And the regret just came a little later with all the success.
The one that always kind of stands out to me was Drunk on You that Luke Bryan ended up cutting and was a big hit for him. And the reason we passed on it was we were pretty much done with the record. I mean, we literally were looking for like one specific kind of song to finish the album out. And so I was kind of in the mindset of like, we had everything else covered. We were just listening for, you know, this one thing, like a big tempo thing or whatever that we needed. And so I heard it. I remember liking the song, but we didn't need it. And then Luke, he came over and played me some songs off his record. And that was one of them. And I was like,
Yeah, Luke came over and was like, neener, neener, neener. That would be very, very tough to see people take a song that you had the chance to jump on, but you just didn't.
Right.
You did not. Keith Urban, actually, on that same note, Keith Urban has been a huge fan of most of Taylor Swift's writings. So a lot of his like songs that got away are songs from Taylor Swift, by the way.
Interesting.
Fun fact. So new music now from Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is going to be like a palate cleanser that's going to make you sway. I mean, it is Chris Stapleton. It's called You Should Probably Leave. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with an amazing red wig on right now on Facebook. I'm a hussy with dollar signs.
You should probably leave.
I should just probably see myself out.
I know it ain't all that liberty. You should probably. I recognize that look in your eyes. Yeah, you should probably leave. Cause I know you, and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead.
sleep. And honey, I'm so afraid you're gonna wake up and say that you should probably leave. 'Cause I know you, and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead. I want you to stay, but you'll probably say that you should probably.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Now, by the way, the latest from Chris Stapleton called You Should Probably Leave. We've got your chance to see him live at PBA. Click our website, KZKX.com, to grab your free tickets. And also the Now Playing button to grab the new music from Chris Stapleton. That's definitely a good thing. More good things in minutes.
When I wake up, ooh,
wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
I don't know. Should we do some good things, you think?
JP, I think we should do some good things.
Tell me something good.
Oh, what's your good thing today, Coriel?
My good thing, it's a little old, but it popped back up, and I think I missed it when it first went viral, but...
Okay.
So, sorry. This is an appreciation post from a Walmart account for a girl named Sam. It said, we'd like to congratulate Sam as being chosen as our cashier of the week. She's gotten customer compliments recently for her friendly and speedy service. Way to go, Sam. And it's just, you know, she's standing there, hands at her sides, messy bun, looks very happy. Nothing really cool going on in the background at all. It looks just, it's just funny.
Very plain.
It's a very just plain appreciation post. But for some reason, because she looks so wholesome, people jumped on and created all of these obviously fake scenarios about why she was such a, like, she gave them such great customer service, completely fake, and giving her so many accolades. Like, this person named Charlie commented, Sam is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I was having a hard time picking ingredients to make fried chicken at home, and all of a sudden, here comes Sam flying to the rescue. She literally handpicks all 11 secret KFC herbs and spices wow. in the garden section. Thanks, Colonel Sanders. Other people said that she scanned the MacBook as cilantro, did them a solid. Obviously, these things are totally fake. You know what I'm saying? But everyone jumped in to give her like some extra, extra love. And I think it's super funny, whether or not like it's real or not, which of course most of these comments are not.
Right.
But it's just funny. Sometimes the internet can actually be a pretty cool and good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
Tell me something good.
I've got two for you. The first is an opportunity at ice cream.
I got you some ice cream. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Because of what went down with McDonald's and their McFlurry.
Okay.
I think the straw is broken. Can I get another straw? It's not working. Oh. Is it spoon? Oh.
So if you're one of those people that thought the spoon that is in the McFlurry and you tried to use it as a straw.
Right.
Then you can get a free McFlurry today.
Hold on, what?
So the spoon that comes with a McFlurry.
Right.
Some people think the reason it has an open end on the end of it
is a spoon straw.
No. That is a piece that attaches to the ice cream like stir and then it spins
That's
around.
That's not a straw.
No, the spoon is not a straw. It's just a spoon. And the attachment at the handle of it basically is to go in there to stir it up when they're mixing up your stuff in a McFlurry.
JP, what do you mean? Are you kidding me?
No, this is a real thing. She's Googling it. So if you thought the spoon was a straw, McDonald's is running a promotion where you get a free caramel brownie McFlurry if you tell them you made that mistake before. So McDonald's is going to be very busy today, specifically.
Oh my God, that's funny.
But yeah, so the plastic spoon is not a straw spoon.
I mean, well, yeah, when you look at it like that, it doesn't look like one.
Because there's a little clip.
Okay, I'm honestly shook right now. This is nuts. Oh my God, cool. So you get a free McFlurry today.
Yeah, you get a free, the new one's the caramel brownie McFlurry that they have for free. So maybe
I need to bust out some lactate.
Maybe post that on Twitter so people can see what the spoon straw looks like.
Wow, what? That's cool.
It's not a straw, it's a spoon.
Wow.
So you can go do that at McDonald's. And my other...
Tell me something good.
Was already mentioned earlier in the show, but I must repeat it.
Chewy, we're home.
Happy National May the 4th Be With You Day.
May the 4th be with you.
It's absolutely worth celebrating. That's definitely a good thing.
Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
What makes a great mom? That conversation on Facebook now. We'll get that in just a few minutes too.
It might be her cooking.
The fact that she cleans up your boogers.
It could be her tough love.
That too.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Mama just killed a man.
Mom?
Oh, maybe this isn't fitting for a Mother's Day conversation.
Although, no.
Would that be considered a good trait? Mom's helping me cover up the crime.
Well, I guess. Yeah, there you go.
That would be a possibility.
What
or maybe,
makes a great mom? What, yeah. You cover up
this is a Mother's Day card.
Massive
I've been
crimes.
On.
Happy maybe Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Mom.
A wicked nice Mother's Day.
Just my part for the Mother's Day show.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
That's probably a better fit.
Yeah, that was cuter.
We put up.
Although, Mom would be pretty cool if she helped you. Out of a sticky situation.
Oh, okay. Commit a crime? No. But we wanted to know what
I mean,
makes...
no.
What makes a great mom is what Coriel wanted you guys to...
brag about. What makes your mom the greatest? Stephanie commented on Facebook, KX969, which is where you can brag about your mom. Stephanie said, she didn't strangle me when I was a teen. Just kidding. Oh, she's wow. A super strong woman, raised 5 kids on her own in a man's world, which I love so much. A lot of the comments actually are something like, oh, she didn't like, you know, kick me out of the house or didn't.
Right.
You know, put me up for adoption right away. Trisha said she always has a little gift for me when I see her. She dusts my house when she visits. She's ridiculously smart and has worked so hard to reach her goals, whatever they may be. She's strong, independent, and also put up with my mouth my entire life. I adore her.
Aw.
That's cute from
that's
Trisha.
That's adorable.
Yeah, Heather says our mom was always amazing. She loved her 5 kids, but treated any kid at the house as one of her own, which I think is really special. I have a lot of mother figures in my life who kind of treated me as one of their own, too, and that's super, super special.
See, that's an important aspect as well, these other people that basically become surrogate moms.
Yeah.
That help take care of right. All of them. My goodness, there's so many good comments.
I know, definitely. And then I know, so one of my friends is adopted, and for Mother's Day, it's always been a little conflicting for her. Her mom's been in her life before, sort of her biological mother.
Right.
But her adoptive mom is just, oh, goodness gracious. She is the kindest, loving, probably the kindest and most loving person that I know aside from my own. You know what I'm saying?
Aww.
So
nice.
I just think I wanted to give that a shout out too. It's really cool to selflessly love another, whether or not it's your biological kid or not.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we've got that on the Kix Facebook page, KX969. Go there and you can. And this is a good way to begin your Mother's Day celebrating. And hey, I'm not saying it gets you out of a gift, but it
yeah.
Would, I mean, a shout out on the radio is kind of a gift in its own right.
Yeah,
right?
We'll give a couple Mother's Day shout outs this week for you. So just keep them coming in.
Let us know about the greatest thing about your mom.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We did have one that said, hey, thanks, Mom, for bailing me out of jail that one time. So that is a thing. So you could be a part of that. We'll get you what everybody's talking about this morning with What's Trending, including a splash landing, Election Day, and Cinco de Drinko.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down
right here
on
on Kix 96.9.
Three.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 resilience capsule.
From resilience, that is excellent news. We are splashed down.
That's pretty cool.
Check this out.
In West Trend, we've got the landing that happened for SpaceX.
I know. A SpaceX Dragon capsule carrying four astronauts returned to Earth.
I'm sorry. There we go. The audio's playing faster than I wanted
to. Oh, no, you're good.
So, yeah, first time night landing splashdown. Since 1968.
Yes. So the SpaceX Dragon capsule was that first one in 53 years.
That's pretty cool. I mean, why did they stop doing the nighttime landings?
Are they worried about losing people? I'm not entirely sure, but I know that they've been upping the ante on doing day and night landings. Because especially if you think about it and you're trying to send people to the International Space Station back and forth and whatever. Right.
Can't just wait till it's daytime.
Some days you might have to land a night.
I mean, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, you got to pull over.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, you get tired, you got to pull over.
Yeah, that splashdown occurred off the Florida coast. So I think that was probably a pretty decent spot to land because then you go to shore and
hang out for a couple of days because they have to
have something with rum in it.
Don't they have to go to like a decompression chamber or something like that?
They probably do.
But I mean, you could sit in there with a nice umbrella drink.
But in a perfect world, they splash down, they get taken off to like a tiki bar.
Yeah.
And that's where they decompress.
Here's your Hawaiian lay. Here's your hula skirt.
Here's your all access pass to everything because you're awesome.
And you're going to just stay here for a couple of days.
Bada boom, bada bing.
We check you out and then you can move on.
Yeah. So that sounds really awesome. I would love to have seen that.
That'd be a lot of fun. Today is the general election day. So go vote. On the ballot, there's the three Lincoln City Council at-large seats, two spots on the Lincoln Airport Authority Board of Directors, and four seats on the Lincoln Board of Education. So it's your turn to vote. And the only way you can really have a say is by going and voting.
So is that like at your normal...
at your normal polling place.
Polling place.
If you're not sure where that is, you can go to 1011now.com. And they've got a full rundown, including a sample ballot, so you can kind of see what you're voting for. And
oh, that's nice.
How it's all set up.
Yeah.
And that way you can just pop in and get it done and pop out and do your due diligence and vote.
Very nice.
And number one is a precursor that, yes, it is May the 4th be with you, but tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
So plan accordingly.
I'm very excited.
Why is that?
Just because I do love Mexican culture, and I wish I knew more about it. I know a few things for sure, but right. I could learn much more about it. So hopefully when you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, maybe you learn a little more about the Mexican culture, check out some Mexican tunes, try to cook some authentic meals yourself if you'd like, which is hard to get the hang of.
I think we're doing street tacos.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow, so enjoying some of those.
Well, I think one of my favorite things about Cinco de Mayo that I finally now grasp, because I definitely was one of many who thought the purpose of Cinco de Mayo was to celebrate Mexican independence. That's a common mistake.
Yeah, no, that's not.
A couple of years ago is when I found out that wasn't the case. But I thought that's what that was. I'll be honest, I just did. But it's actually commemorates the Mexican victory over the French at the Battle of the Puebla, which took place May 5th, 1862. So if you are like me from a couple of years ago and you truly thought it was about Mexican independence, that's just like not right.
I like the fact that you educated yourself.
You know, I did. I legitimately thought that was the case.
And then later on with Tasty Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour, we got some treats for you for Cinco.
Oh, we sure do. So you need to hang on because Tasty Tuesday in the After the Show, we've got the rundown on something cool. Let's just say $100 worth of something.
$100 worth of free?
$100 worth of free something for
you. All right. So Tasty Tuesday coming up a little after 9 o'clock. So do not miss it. That's what's trending.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Up next, a conversation with Maddie about a guy she's been seeing for a little while and how he won't stay at her place.
Huh.
And we'll let you guys in on the conversation, too, in saying why. We'll talk with her, dead him or dump him, and you get to let us know what you think the problem is. Coming up, it's Kix.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Corey Ellen, Huspick.
Maddie is having troubles with, well, a guy she's been seeing for a while and is hoping we can step in and help out. Good morning, Maddie.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So
I have to say I'm a huge fan of the show and a longtime listener.
So yay.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank
so
you.
What can we do for you?
So I've been seeing this guy, Austin, so we've been exclusive for a month. We've been dating for a couple months.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm not seeing anyone but him, and he says he's not seeing anyone else, and he really likes me, but he won't spend the night at my place.
Oh.
And I just find it very strange. Like, he'll stay till 3 in the morning, but then he goes home, and it's about, like, 20 minutes away.
Does he have pets, though? Like, is he going home because he has, like, a dog he has to let out?
No. I just don't understand why he won't stay over, but he just says, I have to get up in the morning, and I have a lot of stuff to do, like... Do you think he's not that into me? Like, I feel like I'm getting mixed signals, or he's not being honest with me and maybe has somebody else.
Oh, so, okay. Mm-hmm. So he'll come over to your place, but then when does he bail?
Like 3 in the morning.
Huh.
I highly doubt he has somebody else, though, really. I mean, unless their work schedules are totally different, but
that's possible.
I just feel like if he's trying to be suspect, like, I can't imagine he's getting away with just rolling back into the house at 3 a.m., you know, 3:30.
Right.
So I don't think, it doesn't really sound like that's another person.
Okay.
Maybe he's, I don't know. I mean, have you put out the vibes that you wanted to balance the checkbook, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and like stay over, like, you know, cuddle post-balancing?
Oh, no, but I mean, I've asked him, like, do you want to stay? Like, it's just weird.
Okay, so let me just ask, just to get it out of the way. So you guys are dating. I mean, have you balanced the checkbook and it's just that he won't stay? Or have you not done it? Okay, okay.
So, like, literally, you guys will be...
He'll
go to bed, have a little bit of fun.
Doesn't want to do that. Okay.
And then it's like, wouldn't you normal couples would fall asleep?
Well, I don't know if he was a non-balancer or something.
Right, yeah,
maybe he just hadn't balanced.
So they've had relations. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's popping up at, like, 3 a.m. saying, see ya. Gotta go.
The only thing I can think of is if he just literally, like, has animals. Like, because that's happened before. People are like, I gotta stay because I have to go let out my... Or I can't stay, I have to let out my
dog.
But
one lady excuse about
that
a cat.
That would make total sense, but...
Okay, well...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so what we'll do, Maddie, is we can give Austin a call, and we'll get him on the phone and chat with him and see if we can figure out what this issue is. And if anything, it's just a misunderstanding. And things will be just fine between you guys.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we hope so, too. So we'll call Austin for you.
Okay. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick show.
So he won't stay at her place and he leaves at 3 a.m.
Sketch.
Right?
It's just weird.
What do you think the problem is? Is it something in her place? Is it something with him? Does he have... multiple ladies he's with? You can get your guess in.
We already have some coming in on Twitter.
Oh, we do? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll get those coming up here next.
Yes.
But get your guesses in Twitter, Facebook, KX969. Do it in GIF form because it's funnier that way.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Ask and answer. Holy cow, the message is coming in on what you think is wrong between...
These are so great.
Maddie and Austin... in their relationship. Rattle off a few for us.
Okay, well, Wills is funny. He found out she thinks JP is a smoke show and was furious. And it's Eugene Levy saying, hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy.
We have a couple for she snores.
Oh.
Aaron has a gift that says you snore like a demon. And then Rochelle, I believe I'm
Rochelle.
Saying that correctly. Cody says Austin saw something at her house that freaked him out. And it's a gif of SpongeBob looking terrified, covering his face with his blanket. Sherry says, go for it.
All my meds are at home.
And it's Harley Quinn. I'm off my meds. Jason said she thinks her bed is super uncomfortable. We got one of those too.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those.
And it hit back. I can't hit back right now. But
that's okay.
And then Adam says he is not comfortable pooping at her place.
Oh, we've had uncomfortable poopers before.
So we got pooping, we got uncomfy bed, we got snoring.
Right.
We've got eyes for JP and his sleeveless hoodies. Hey, we're all over the place.
More of your guesses, Facebook and Twitter, KX969 for Denver Dump.
Now the conclusion to hate them or dump them with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's all about Maddie and Austin. And Maddie has been seeing Austin for a while now. They dated, and then for about a month now, they've been exclusive. And she's not seeing anybody but him. And he says he's not seeing anybody else, but he won't spend the night at her place. At the most, on average, like, for example, he'll be there till like 3 in the morning, and then he'll go home, which is about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
We've had some more guests come in. Parents, he lives with his parents, party at my parents' house.
Party at the parents' pad.
There's been issues with he's not a going to poop at her place. There's a lot of other things that have popped up.
The snoring thing, actually, now right? that was is very brought viable. Up, I'm leaning towards the snoring thing, maybe.
Okay.
Like, because they could have, I don't know.
Well, let's find out with Austin.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Austin.
Yeah, this is Austin.
Hi, good morning. It's Austin. The Kix Morning Show.
Yeah, hi. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm good. Maddie put you up to this, didn't she?
Oh, so you know why we're calling.
Yes, yes.
Is she on the phone right now? She is.
Yes, she is on the phone with us. You know, date 'em or dump 'em. Okay.
Listen, I am not cheating on her or anything like that. I swear to God, I'm just not comfortable staying at her place.
Okay, right, but like why though? That's what this is about, well, why?
her bed's uncomfortable. That's all it is. It's no big deal, yeah.
The bed is...
Wait, what? The bed is the issue? You haven't said anything about it. We haven't had any problems when we've, you know, wrestled. Like, just be honest.
Oh, man.
So, it's the,
so you
the
have
bed.
A problem with the bed or you don't have a problem with the bed?
All right, listen. Okay, here's the deal, guys.
Are we getting to the real truth? Okay.
Wait, yeah, hold on. So it isn't the bed?
It's... No, that's fine.
Okay.
I can't believe we're doing this on the radio.
Yeah, you're here.
Right. You sure you want to hear about this?
Yes.
I mean, she asked us to call you.
All right, guys, listen. It's pretty embarrassing, but, like, I have stomach issues.
Okay.
Oh.
Like, I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
And I can deal with it most days. Like, I can hold it in until I get to the bathroom, but at night when I'm sleeping.
Oh, are you? Is it just is it just butt horns?
Yeah, I get gassy. It happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, horns. Hold on. I have your back 1,000%. I just want to say, I have your back 1,000%. That is a thing. When you're in a new relationship.
You got trumpets?
When you're in a new relationship. And you struggle with any type of gut issue?
Like, well, you'd be speaking from personal experience.
No, absolutely. I do feel for you on that. I do feel for you. But the cool thing is, we're talking about it.
Right, so you're concerned about going to bed and not being able to control things when you're sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it just happens while I'm asleep. It's not good.
Okay, so you've just been nervous about taking that extra, the bodily function step in the relationship where you just get used to letting them loose, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Believe me, I want to stay, you know, but like, we go out, like, she always wants to get dessert, and we're getting, like, ice cream and stuff, you know?
Dude.
Well, I didn't know.
It's hard to say no. I like dessert too.
Oh, he
like
still ate
cream.
It.
See, he's like a lot of people. Ice cream is, whether you're a lactose intolerant or not, it's like, oh, man.
Like, ice cream is one of the things I will not.
That's the one that you avoid more than anything else.
Every once in a while.
Okay,
I'll
so then
it,
as a fellow lactose intolerant person, what's like a food that you just can't avoid? You love it so much. It's like, whatever, I'm going to just deal
cheese.
With it. Cheese is your thing?
It's cheese. It's cheese. It's like macaroni and cheese, creamy pastas.
Right.
Heavy cheese on pizza. I can't stop.
Pizza, yeah. I mean, we've gone out for pizza a couple times too.
So I know that lactate and things like that kind of helped me, but not like tremendously.
Like the overnight stuff.
Do you have, do you have any type of, like over the counter medication that can make like an overnight stay a little better? Or like.
Yeah, I mean, I got some of that stuff, but like I said, it's not.
You're just nervous about that.
Yeah, it's easier now, though, because she knows. So hopefully, now you can, actually choose to not have the ice cream.
Yeah. Maddie, now that you know it's an issue for him, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you're human. So, if we're going to be in a relationship, that's part of it. So, I don't mind.
Maddie's down for the butt horns. If you got to let him go, you got to play it. You got to play him.
I mean, or you could just, like, when you guys do go out, maybe you just get something other than cheese items or ice cream.
I just love how he was so nervous that he just said, okay, yeah, like just still ate things that is going to make him physically ill.
Aww, yeah, this is great. I'll have another bite of your ice cream. Sure.
I'm very stupid, but cute. I know exactly how that goes. So
I might still not sleep over right away, but I definitely want to, and I'm glad you're okay. You understand.
Eventually.
I mean, I want you to feel comfortable.
If you got the night toots, it sounds like Maddie's okay with it.
It's amazing to me, like, how much communication can do for a relationship.
Well, okay, but that's, sometimes these are super awkward conversations to have with people. Like, you got the night toots. I mean, I've got the farts. I can't control it at night. I mean,
it is hard, especially being a new relationship.
Right.
But that's why I love it, being able to talk about it.
Husker Nick doesn't even like to do his business with the door open in the bathroom. They don't do that. How long they've been married? That's the way it is with them.
I couldn't imagine.
So, all right. Well, Maddie, are you're good? You're still good with Austin? you believe him and his lactose intolerance?
Yeah. Okay, I can't wait to see you again.
Okay. Awesome. Austin, it sounds like she's down for it.
Yay. Just
maybe check in with the doc and see if there's something over the counter or prescription wise that can help you out.
There's very few things, but there is a little bit of relief for you, my man.
Yeah. All right. I'll look into that for sure.
Hey, well, guys, good luck. Thanks for being on the show and have a good time.
All right. Thanks.
Have a rootin' tootin' good time.
Oh, Coriel. Wow.
Are you? Oh, I was waiting for you to do the crickets.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. No, you know what? No.
Rootin' tootin' good time.
I've got to. I mean, come on.
I'm glad you got that in there.
It wouldn't have been me if I hadn't.
The fact that also Butthorns made the show makes me laugh a little bit. If you need our help with any daddy issues, we're here for you. If you want jokes, sometimes we're here for you. When it comes to dating, we're dumping.
Coming up. Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way. It started yesterday in a bad thing, but it created a good thing. The smoke show that is Coriel.
Oh, yeah.
And who is on your celebrity list? That's coming up.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
So, if you missed yesterday's show, you missed a good one with Make It Right Money. Maybe not good.
A good one.
Not necessarily good in that terms, but
you
missed
a very
entertaining, eventful show. Because this is what happened we were trying to help out a guy and
are we reliving my nightmare? This
just
is
a
nice.
Little, just a little bit, just okay. A little bitters, just a little bitters, because this is what the gentleman had to say about Coriel.
My wife is mad at me. I said, you're a smoke show. She got mad. I don't know why.
Coriel is just
okay, that's a good part.
See, I thought I wasn't going to go back and revisit the bad.
Okay, cool.
Coriel is too sexy for her own good.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
And so
big old smoke show over here.
It did bring about some good questions of, like, who is on your celebrity list?
Yeah, your celebrity crush list.
The crush
list. If you could sit down and have a date with them, like, who would you pick?
Who would you pick out? And you have the most interesting taste in men.
Well, mine, it's a short one. Because I feel like I would just have, like, a very humongous list.
Right.
But honest to God, if I had to choose between two celebrities to go on a date with, it'd be Jeff Goldblum and Paul Rudd.
Which, okay, Jeff Goldblum in his own way is kind of a handsome...
He's so unique.
Quirky, fun man. Paul yes. Rudd, he's going to be, like, 90, what, 94 this year? He looks like he's 30.
Paul Rudd?
I'm making a joke.
Oh, okay, sorry. Aged. Okay, gotcha. Yes, that man literally look. I cannot
right.
imagine what he eats to stay like that.
I am surprised that William Clark Green didn't make this list.
Well, William Clark Green is obvious.
Oh, okay.
That should be an obvious one.
All right.
I'm obsessed with him.
I know. But yet you didn't shoot your shot. It's fine.
I did shoot my shot and it didn't work.
It did. That's even better.
No, I think as far as this goes, it's like the unattainable thing, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I can't imagine a time where I'm going to be in front of Jeff Goldblum and Paul Rudd.
Those opportunities would be... Oh, Liz from says, does Jake from State Farm count as a celebrity? That boy is rich.
Okay, but Jake from State Farm and the new commercials
He's a celebrity-ish. The
that
new guy.
Counts.
Not the guy of the khakis.
Because
not that
he's
guy, the other
fine.
Guy. Martha, I would do illegal things to get 5 minutes with Jake Gyllenhaal or Chris. I think it's Chris.
Pine, maybe? Or Evans?
Evans.
See, I don't even know some of these people's, like, names. I just,
you
like,
don't?
Know that they're hot.
Yeah.
Like, is that... So, Martha's comment. Is that Chris Evans?
I'm assuming it's one of the Chris's.
Well, look down
Hemsworth
at that GIF
or...
underneath Christina's comment. Isn't okay. that... Is that Hemsworth or Evans? I don't know.
See, it's all lined up perfectly.
I that stink at this. I truly do.
Whitney likes Jimmy Fallon and Post Malone.
Okay, but also, Whitney, I'm there for that, too. Post Malone should have made my list. And Jesse Williams. Tressa commented Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy.
Bobby on Twitter, Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lawrence. I would agree wholeheartedly.
John says, I love me some Katy Perry.
Jen on Twitter, Gal Gadot, Gabrielle Macht, and the Brent Smith.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So she has got a good mix of people there, too.
PJ said, I don't know if I could pick one. LOL, my list is a little long. Yeah, same. It's very tough to narrow it down.
It is.
Absolutely.
Because, again, these are unattainable people, but it's a fun little list to have.
It is.
This
it's
conversation
fun.
Happened way back in an episode of Friends where they had the list of people that would be available to you if they popped up into your life.
I will
like
also...
a hall pass, if you
I
will.
Would maybe throw in Idris Elba.
He is a handsome man. He's a handsome man.
That is a handsome man.
So you can let us know
I'm
about...
I'm trying to be very respectful because I'd want someone to be respectful of me.
Right.
But that is a very fortunate looking human being.
So you can share your celebrity crush and make Coryell feel pretty good about herself.
Yeah. What's your celebrity crush? Who's on your celebrity list?
You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
We've got a round of JP Max's guests, you versus Coryell.
Good luck.
I think you've got a good chance to win. It's time to play JP Max's guests. So if you'd like to play against Coryell, it's going to be one of you today since Husker Nick's out today. I'll have one person versus Coryell to win a $25 gift card to Jet Splash.
Get your ride all cleaned up.
So 466-9696 if you'd like to take on Coryell and win. Otherwise, she gets to get her car washed.
If you are brave enough.
Because that's part of
the... You may not be.
Actually, that's part of your contract, that any prizes that you win against listeners, you get to keep.
Are you serious? No, that's not real.
That's not a real thing. But if you like to play...
What?
And guaranteed probably a win against Coryell. She's kind of a layup. 466-9696 to take on the smoke show.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's play JP Makes His Guess. And coming into the show today, because Husker Nick's out today, We'll have Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good. Is it N-I-C-O-L-E?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm typing it in the banner.
We could have done that in the phone call before we got on the air, but it's fine. It's fine.
Whatever.
So, Nicole, you're going to take on Coryell, and I thought maybe because I'm a diehard, I'd make you guys name off Star Wars characters.
Oh, no.
But I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, thank God.
Because I know I'm like a rare breed. That I know everything about Star
Nicole,
Wars.
Nicole, did you breathe a sigh of relief as well?
Yes. I am one of the few people that has probably never seen Star Wars.
Okay, Nicole, thank you for playing. Goodbye. We are leaving right now. I'm just kidding. It's fine. I thought this would be more fitting because, you know, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you guys go back and forth on the best Latin food.
Okay.
For your Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Okay.
So we're looking for the top 10. Best foods for Cinco de Mayo. And Nicole, since she's a guest, gets to go first.
Okay,
well, I'm going to have to go with tacos.
Taco. Number one answer.
Oh,
Nicole. Tacos are number one
surprise.
Answer.
Right? That was a gimme.
That was a gimme.
She got the layup now. Coryell, what's yours?
Okay, well, I'm gonna counter that with burrito.
Show me burrito. And in my opinion, those need to be flip-flopped. I love me a burrito.
I do like a good burrito.
That's just the kind of person I am.
I like any food, really, at all. Just if it's edible, I probably like
right.
it.
Right. All right, so we go back to Nicole. We're looking for the best foods for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
How about nachos?
Mm. Nachos. Let's see if nachos made the board. Number 7 in the top 10.
Good job, Nicole.
Back to Coryell. Latin foods, perfect for your Cinco de Mayo celebration.
So can I go like a singular like side? Are there sides on this?
There's
like
all
rice.
Kinds of stuff.
I'm gonna say rice.
You're gonna go with rice. Out of all the things that you could pick, you're gonna go with rice. Right.
Rice is one of my favorite portions of the meal.
Okay.
I'm gonna go
Show me rice.
Okay, that's
Spanish
dumb.
Rice comes in at 17.
Okay.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
20.
That's fine.
It's
that's
not
fine. That's
top
fine.
10.
As long as it's on the list.
So we go to Nicole, who could possibly win the whole thing right here with just one answer.
Dang it.
How about quesadillas?
Oh.
Oh, I love me a quesadilla. Ooh, a chicken quesadilla right now would be real, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Show me quesadilla.
She got it.
Yeah. She cleaned
Nicole,
the board
you
with you.
Nicole, you swept me.
I was just going down the Taco Bell menu.
Next thing, she's like, Crunchwrap Supreme? Wait, like that's oddly specific.
She's legit in line at Taco Bell. I'm going to pull over. I know I'm playing the game. I'm going to pull over at Taco Bell real quick and get the menu.
She's got her binoculars from across.
That's pretty smart.
She doesn't want to take up space
that's
in the drive-thru.
Smart. It's a smart way to play the game.
Oh, my gosh. Good job, Nicole.
All right, so here's your top 10. Carne asada at 10.
Oh, yeah.
Fajitas at 9. An enchilada at 8. Nachos at 7. Guacamole pops up at 6.
See,
how is that a deal?
Like, a dish, though? I mean...
Okay, you can eat chips and guac for days.
I know, but it should be chips and guac, not just guac. Who sits down and just eats
guacamole.
Guac?
The chips are already in there, so we got the guacamole. Number 5 is the empanada.
Mm. How about sopapillas?
Quesadilla comes in at 4. Salsa at 3. Burrito and taco, your top 2 hits.
I'm annoyed by that list. I'm just annoyed because I lost.
You're just annoyed because you lost and because Nicole is a winner.
Good job, Nicole.
Hey,
$25 a jet splash. Yeah.
Thanks for waking up with us and hanging out, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
And don't forget to come back for the After the Show show a little after 9 o'clock. We got a huge surprise for you when it comes to Cinco de Mayo. So be ready for that.
Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
A special tasty Tuesday.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy,
as tomorrow yummy, yummy, is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yeah, we know you're excited for Cinco de Mayo. Maybe you want to celebrate the Mexican American culture that we know and love so much.
Right.
Maybe you want some tacos in your life. You want some chips and dips, some burritos, empanadas. You want some good, good. So we're going to get you hooked up.
Yeah, we got a big deal for you. Thanks to our friends at Cactus.
Yes, at Cactus Modern Mexican and Cantina.
Which, sidebar, our commercial has popped up a lot on social media lately.
Yeah, I've seen that too, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We've got a hookup to Cactus for you. But here's the deal. Instead of just giving you, you know, like a enough to get by for maybe like a small dinner or a dinner for two.
Right.
We're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card.
We go big at Cactus.
We're going to go big so you can go even bigger at Cactus.
Yeah.
I will be a little sad when I don't get the invite to go, but that's okay because this is for you to use.
They may invite you. I mean, you've had a tough week.
I mean, maybe I will be invited.
You've been called a hussy. You were a homewrecker. I mean, a smoke show. I mean, it's been a tough week for you, so you may get invited. We don't know.
And it's like none of those things are true, but I can give you the full scoop if you want to invite me for margaritas.
There you go. Margaritas.
This is how you get qualified for that $100 Cactus Modern Mexican and Cantina gift card.
So what are you doing?
Simply answer, On the Rocks or Frozen. It is
so
quick and easy to get qualified. So
no, it's not. That's a tough question.
How is that a tough question? It's obviously On the Rocks.
They're both wonderful. No, I like the Frozen one too.
On the Rocks.
Blend is good.
I don't want to say that there's a correct answer because there isn't, but there isn't. It's On the Rocks and JP's wrong. So
I didn't say I was for sure blended. I like both versions.
I really don't mind either, but I absolutely, if I had the choice, it will always be On the Rocks.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I want salt around that rim too. You probably want sugar, don't you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I
prefer nothing on the rim.
What?
No rim, whatever. Yeah. No,
you don't want anything.
Personally, I just want the drink. I just want the drink.
Oh, God.
But if they're going to put something on it, it's going to be sugar, for sure.
Okay. See, I knew that. I knew it. My spidey senses were tingling. Yeah, get yourself qualified for that $100 Cactus gift card right now. Tell us On the Rocks or Frozen. It's for Tasty Tuesday on...
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So even with a year's worth of practice, some of us still haven't gotten the hang of Zoom calls.
I don't.
I had a Microsoft Teams meeting on Sunday.
There's so many different softwares now.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, add that to our U.S. government as well. Because a House Appropriations Subcommittee had a virtual hearing on U.S. water and energy development. Got its own soundtrack Monday afternoon with audio from a movie. So it makes me think.
What?
Maybe somebody was watching this movie while they were in the meeting.
So it picked up and recorded the audio from someone else?
It's from the sci-fi comedy Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
It played in the background for like 22 minutes.
Oh, no.
Here's a little bit of what was going on.
I had the great honor and privilege of representing Indiana's 1st Congressional District, following in the footsteps of my mentor and friend, Chairman Pete Visklowski. Our district is at the center of both road, rail, air, and port networks and home to major manufacturing industries.
So that played for 22 minutes.
How does that go by for 22 minutes while somebody saying something?
Right.
I mean, I know there's no protocol really in like how you stop a meeting to address that. You kind of have to like live and learn. But
so,
22 minutes of that would have given me... a migraine.
Yeah, during the testimony of one Texas rep, a Galaxy Quest character could be heard cheering, "Never give up."
Oh my God.
And it's like, "Never give up, never surrender" is the theme from Galaxy Quest, kind of like Star Trek or whatever.
Sometimes I panic when we go into the promo meeting and I make sure that I pause Call of Duty.
Yes, you can't hear it in the background.
Or turn it all the way down.
Mute it, yeah.
Just turn it all the way down.
The film audio finally stopped, only to make way for new audio.
It was authorized by Congress in 2019. The state of Washington has spent
$244 million since 2013.
In the Navy, from the Village People started playing in the back.
Oh, my God.
River Basin water users contribute...
Were lawmakers, they getting trolled?
The lawmakers, unaware, continued talking during the hearing until the subcommittee's chairwoman called recess and fixed the audio.
Oh, God. Yes, smart one.
Officials say the background audio wasn't because of a rep's blaring home entertainment center, but due to a glitch in the House's recording studio's feed. So...
What?
Whoever was running the recording studio.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, that would be something that happens to me.
Was watching Galaxy Quest.
Oh, I don't blame him.
And then the movie was over. It's like, what do I feel like listening to today on my playlist?
No offense, but how boring, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I would do the same thing.
Extremely boring.
And I just did the cliche, no offense, but blank, something offensive. But, you know, I don't know. I would absolutely sit up there and be watching like an episode of Schitt's Creek in the background.
Right. So whatever you did, like on a Zoom call, it's not near as bad as that, except for maybe naked.
Except for the one where that woman was like pooping during the
Zoom call. Oh, yeah, that's kind of...
That would be hard to live down.
Awkward with all your
coworkers. It was her, it wasn't me, and I'm happy about that.
Our big thing is tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. And we've got a big deal for you from Cactus. And thank you again to them for giving us a $100 gift card to play with.
Yay! And you get to score. All you have to do is go to Facebook, KX969, and decide between On the Rocks or Frozen for your wonderful margarita.
This seems so easy, but it's not.
I think it's no contest. I think it's On the Rocks. That's the answer.
We've had On the Rocks twice. We've also had Sugar on the Rim.
No.
See? Thank you, Jane.
This is why we do this, though, because we need to...
sort people out?
We need to sort this out.
Is that what you're doing? You're sorting us?
I'm trying to figure out who I'm friends with. No, I'm just kidding.
Like the Harry Potter hat, you're sorting us out.
Yes, it's like the sorting hat.
Okay. Wow, that's funny. So get to our website.
$100 to Cactus,
yeah,
too?
A lot.
That could feed like, I mean, especially if you got like a big family.
Well, and if it's just the
that
two
could go
of you,
a long way.
You
or
can
just
make
the
that
two
last
of you
for a while.
You and a best friend, you and a husband or a wife. I mean, seriously, a coworker.
Yep.
You guys could play hooky from work.
You'd be able to be kissing up to that coworker that wins that $100 gift card.
Do you know how many tacos you could get for $100?
A lot of tacos, Corey.
Oh, my God.
All right, so get on Facebook, KX969, and get into the debate of margaritas on the rocks or blended. For your chance to win. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Have a happy May the 4th be with you. Just skip the first three movies. Go to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're fine.
Okay.
And then if you missed any today, including Danimer Dumpum with Maddie and the Butt Trumpets, you can find that on our podcast at
kzkx.com.
And then tomorrow we'll break it down with Couples Therapy, give you more tickets to Eric Church too.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Waking you up every morning.